Okay, good work, everybody. This morning's learning Parshas Mishpatim, we find many dinim halachos relating to the category of Olam HaChavero, relating to dealings with other people, specifically we might call civil law or monetary law. So among the different dinim is the mitzvah of Hashavas Aved, the Torah states in the first source, Shmos Parakov Gimel Pasuk Dalet, Ki Sivga, Shor O Yivcha. You come upon an animal belonging not to a friend, even to an enemy. O Chamoro, his donkey, right? To'eh, is lost, is wandering around, lost. Hashem Tishivenelo, you have to return it to him. That's the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. To return the lost item to even a person you don't get along with, that's the basic mitzvah. Comes the Mechilta of Shimon Bar Yochai, not the regular Mechilta, the Mechilta of Shimon Bar Yochai, here on this Pasuk Perkov, Gimel Pasuk Galad, it says, Ki Sivga, Eli Ela Mitzvah Saseh. The formulation here in our Pasuk is that it's a mitzvah Saseh, Hashem Tishivenelo, give it back. But there's also a mitzvah lo saseh later on in the Chumash. The Mechilta of Shimon Bar Yochai points to Psukim later in the Chumash in Parshas Kiseitze, Chumash Dvarim, the third source, Parakhov Beis, Psukim Aleph to Gimel. Here it says, Lo sire es shor achicha usayu nidachim v'salam tamem. You can't see the animal of somebody else wandering around and simply v'salam tamem, close your eyes, as Rashi says in 4, v'salam to kovesh ayin kilu ein roeho. Hear no evil, see no evil. You know, I close my eyes and pretend I don't see it. You're not allowed to do that. Rather, Hashem Tishivenelo, you have to give it back. So there it's formulated as well as a losa say. You're not allowed to just turn a blind eye, so to speak, pretend you don't see it. And then it says in the next pasuk, even if it's far, you know, you can't get it to the person right away, you have to hold on to it. That's a different din until you can be given back to him. And pasuk gimel is kain taseh lachamoro v'chein taseh lachim loso, whether it's his donkey, whether it's his clothing, chein taseh lachoro v'nesachicho. Anything that he lost, Hashem told him, and you find it, lo suchal yisalem. You can't turn a blind eye. As again, Rashi says there in the Kiseitze, like he said here in Mishpatim, lichosh incha kila incha roa. So, incha roa also. So there, what? So that's what we're going to get to. We'll see. Okay, the assumption here is that you do know who it is. And there's both an assay, and also the Sifrei and Devarim says that also there in Kiseitze, in Pisco, Reish Chav Beis, source 5, lo sira shor achicha, that's a mitzvah lo saseh. It's a usher to turn away, turn a blind eye. And Lahalam elsewhere, referring to the Pshasik here in Mishpatim, it says, Ki Sivga, Mitzvah Saseh. So it's both an Aseh and a Lo Saseh. So first of all, the Mishnah in Baba Kama clarifies on the Dalam Beis, even though it says in the Pasuk Shor and Chamor, right, you look back in Source 1, so it speaks about Shor and Chamor, the Mishnah there lists a whole bunch of things where the Torah specified the type of animal instead of Shor, and it does not limiting it only to a Shor. So among the different things in that mission of a common, the Dalam Beis, in Source 6, Echad Shor Echad Kol Behema L'Hashavas Aveda. Among the different things where we say, even though the Torah says Shor, means all animals, one of them is Hashavas Aveda. In Kein Loma Nema Shor Achamor. So why did it say ox and donkey if it means all animals? El Asher Dibar Kosu Behove, right? I mean, in those days, that's the animal, the common animals that people had were oxen and donkeys. So the Torah spoke in terms that were common, right? Dibar Kosu Behove. But the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and Rashi says, the Chol Aveda Sachir, applies to everything. And this idea that it's an Asay Analosa says, interesting ramifications, very briefly, there's a Gemara in Baba Metzia. As people remember, the main the parak, which talks about lost items, is a parak called Eilu Metzias. Eilu Metzias Shalom. It's Metzios. It's got nothing to do with the name of the Masechta Baba Metzia. The word Metzia means something different. The word Metzia in Aramaic is the word Emsa, middle. Right? Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Basra. The first, the middle, and the last. It's got nothing to do with Metzias. Finding something. Eilu Metzios is technically the term. So anyway, in the parak Eilu Metzios, in Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis and Aleph, in Source 8, it says Tarabonon. They have the following situation. Talking about, we have to listen to our parents. Minayim Shim Ovelo Ovev Hitomei, Osho Ovelo Al Tachzir. What if my father gave me a directive? The first case is we were Cohen, and he says, go into the Beis HaKoros. Not our topic now, but the father says, Al Tachzir. We say, don't return this item now. Forget it. You know, your kid is, for a young man or whatever, he's walking with his father, finds an aved, and the father said, leave it alone. Forget it. Don't get involved. Right? That, what are you supposed to do now? Because there's a conflict. On the one hand, you're supposed to, and especially the first you explained, that the father wasn't stop asking. He was asking him to do something that he's supposed to do for the father. If I need something, you to do this now. Right? That's because kibbut aveim really means providing service. So let's say the father is, I want you to get this for me now. And there's an aveda. So what does the child do first? Well, who does she listen to? On the one hand, there's a mitzvah to serve his father. On the other hand, there's a mitzvah not to turn a blind eye to the aveda. Mitzvah Hashem's aveda. So the Gemara says, don't listen to the father or mother. Same thing. Shenemar ishim of Zerubbabel shabsos ha'tishmar ani Hashem. Right, the pasuk which speaks about the reverence for parents mentions Ani Hashem Kulchem Chayavim Bichvodi, because Baruch Hu is a higher authority. Meaning, it's like the father's a sergeant, so he gives orders, but the general countermands those orders, right? He's a higher authority, so the father has to listen to me too. So he has no right to tell you don't do this mitzvah. So then the Gemara wonders, what do you need that special drasha? What do you need that special drasha for? Time of the Sivra Rachmana Shabbosai Tishmorim. You have to keep my mitzvahs on the Hashem. Why would you have to listen to the father anyway? Hi, Asay. The mitzvah kibud of aim is an Asay. Hi, Lo Saseh Ve'Asay. The mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda is a high-ranking mitzvah because it incorporates, as we just saw, both an Asay from our Sedra and the Lo Saseh. That's a higher-ranking, so you certainly shouldn't listen to the father. You don't need a special drasha, special pasuk. The Gemara explains, no, I might have thought it different because Hukash, Kvot Kibud Av Ve'Em Kvot Shavakom, just like it says, Kabedis Avicha Ve'Simecha, also pasuk in Mishnah, it says, Kabedis Hashem Me'Onecha, you have to, the same word is used, so honoring your parents like honoring God, so I might have thought that's on an equal plane. Okay, Kamash on the Lord Ishmael. I just want to point out, first of all, again, you see from this Gemara also that Hashemah Saveh is a higher ranking mitzvah because it has both an Asay and the Lo Saseh attached to it, which is not the case by all mitzvahs. What's interesting is, just as a side point, we saw both in the Mechilta of Shem Yochai and our parsha in Mishpatim and in the Sifrei in Kisetze, in sources 2 and 5, respectively, that the Asay is in our Sedra, Hashem Tishivenu Lo. Rashi there, but Mitzvah, is only a full disclosure. He says, really, the Asay is also from Kisetze, because you look at source 3, Parakov Beis Nivar and Pasuk Aleph, the end of the Pasuk, it says, Lo Sira V'Salamta, right, don't turn a blind eye, and then it says, Hashev Teshivei. So really, the Pasuk in Kisetze alone has both the Lo Sase and the Asay, and that's what Rashi quotes. Aveda Asay V'Lo Sase, look at the third Rashi at 9, right, there above the Tzilam and Beis Nivar Aleph, Aveda Asay V'Lo Sase, Hashev Teshivei, and Lo Suha L'Salim. Rashi, for whatever reason, is not quote the Pasuk in Mishpatim, he quotes the phrases only from Kisetze. But the Rambam sort of mentions both. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, 10, Mitzvahs HaSei Reish Dalet, so Mitzvah Reish Dalet, he said, Tzivanu L'Hashinu Eidel V'Alev, Hu Amu Yisala, our Pasuk in Mishpatim. When the Rambam presents the Mitzvah HaSei, he quotes the Pasuk in our Parashah Mishpatim, HaShem Tishvah Lo, and he also throws in the Pasuk in Kisetze. Okay, so certainly it's a Mitzvah HaSei, that's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Reish Dalet, the next source, yes, it's a good question. Why do you have to, right, we wouldn't need it. So again, sometimes things are repeated again in Chumash Dvarim that are repeated earlier, and it's just a matter of where the Iker Limit is. That's why I pointed out, Rashi ignores the Pasuk Mishpat, but Rambam doesn't. So he said it's presented twice, the Asay is presented twice, not the only Mitzvah that's repeated in Chumash Dvarim. You look at,
there it's both
right, and Asay. It's just Asay. The question is, where does Asay come from? Does it come from here? Where's the principal source of the Asay? Rashi in Bava Metzia, in source 10:9, says the Asay is Hashem Teshivim, which is the Pasuk there in Kisetze. The Rambam mentions both. He mentions the Pasuk in Mishpatim and in Kisetze. Okay, but at least in our parsha there's an Asay.
But we wouldn't have to look
Asay. That's correct. No, for sure you need, yes, correct, yes, for sure. For sure, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the point. Yeah, you look in number 11, the mitzvahs lo saseh reish samech tes, that's the pasuk in Kisetze only. Because there it says lo sucha l'Yisraelim, you can't turn a blind eye, you can't just ignore the item. That's absolutely true. Okay, so again, it has an asay and a lo saseh, the same thing in the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, the Sefer HaChinuch also happens to be like Rashi, kind of does not pay attention to Mishpatim, the Chinuch in the mitzvah tof kuf lamed ches. The mitzvah Shavuot Aveda, L'Hashi Aveda V'Aleh Shenema Hashev Teshivim, quotes only the pasuk there in Barim, okay, and then mitzvah Tavkov Lamentes, because he has an order, Shalos V'Salam in Aveda. So that's a question exactly what the, you know, what the marker would be, and interestingly enough, yeah.
I have a question. Do you know why we learn derived from this Halachim that sometimes you can avoid it if it's a
cover of real? Right, so sometimes there are exceptions, yeah.
Why isn't Kibud Av V'Aleh, you know,
of an exception. That's the Gemara said with the Havamina. The answer is, because you have a drasha of Kulchem Chayim Mechodi. I think that's the Gemara saying. That's what you need, that drasha. What do you need the drasha for? So I say the answer is, yeah, I mean, it doesn't present your thing, but I think it's the same answer. Now, if you take a look, the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeilev Aveda, that's where he talks about Gzeilev and Aveda. So the first part of the Rambam is Gzeilev, second part is Aveda, starting in Parag Yud Aleph, Halach Aleph 14. Hashavas Aveda, Hashav Aveda, you saw Mitzvah Sasei, Shenemar, he also quotes Kisetze. For the Asay also, Shev Teshiva Achicha, maybe where the Chinuch got it from. Okay, and Baharoa Avedis over the Salam and Vinicha over Velosa. Again, both is an Asay and a Losa. And then he mentions in the halacha beis, lokach es haveda, if I took the lost item and kept it, so bitel mitzvah saseh, I was mevatel mitzvah saseh, and ba'over al shnei lavin, I violate two lavin. Why? Alo suchal yisalim, not to return a lost item, also alo sigzol, it's stole. It's not mine. I had to mention both. Now, the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and we're going to get a little tour of the second parak of Bava Metzia, parak El Metzios, here tonight, and the Shulchan, just to see some of the parameters of these dinim. And we'll say one interesting chiddush at the end. The Gemara Bava Metzia, Chav Vav Med Beis, 15, Omar Rava, Ra Sela Shenafla. Somebody saw a guy drop some money. I saw someone drop a coin. Sela's a coin. Okay? Not the Lifna Yeush, Amanas Legoza. Now, we're going to be introduced here, and in the shir, there's an important piece, because sometimes a person loses something, and he forfeits it by basically abandoning hope of ever getting it back again. Okay, if you drop a pen on the subway in New York, okay, so you don't have any hope that you're going to ever get that back again, right? That's good. So there's something called yeush. All right, on the other hand, sometimes you don't realize until later you even dropped it. So you weren't miyayish, you didn't abandon hope of returning it. You don't even know you lost it yet, right? So that's going to be an important factor. So it says here, not the lifneyosh almanas legozla. If I picked up an item for the purpose of keeping it, even though I saw someone drop it, okay, over b'chum, I violate everything. I violate lo sigzol, I violate the mitzvah sheik teshiva, shalos aveda, and also lo suchal yisalim. And even if I later gave it back, lachar yeyosh, right, I gave it back, that's matana hu d'yoyvlei. That's very nice of me. And with nimi shorazim, it's basically a gift because it's too late. Yisur da'avad avad. I violate whatever is sir. Not lo lifna yeyush al minas lachzira. Let's say I pick it up and I have intention to return it. I saw somebody dropped it. I picked it up. I was going to return it. When I came home, I looked at it. I said, oh, well, let me keep this. I'm not sure I'm returning it to the guy. I'll keep it myself. He doesn't even know. I'll hold on to it, right? Not lo lifna yeyush al lachzira. Achar yeyush niskaven legozla. So then the truth of the matter is he wouldn't violate at that point necessarily the issue of Gzela because at the moment he picked it up, it goes by the moment of the kinyan. Okay. Well, part of it is with Kavanos as to how many Yisurim you violate. Okay? And therefore, let's look down, move down to the Rambam. Hilchus Gela Veda Perek Yudah Alech Avav. Haroa Chavero Shenof Menu Dinar Al Ha'oretz. Below Yodabo, the guy didn't realize he dropped it. The Notala Dinar Kodem Yayush, I picked it up before he even realized he lost it. So he doesn't know it wasn't the Yayush. I didn't give up hope of retrieving it. Over Alaseva Shaylavin Kosham Yarnu, Bafilo Hexel Adil Akhashashar Zumatoni, Upar Over Aloy Surim. Lochazayan, Notala Dinar Lifne Yayush, Almanas Lachziro, Lachayas Nishavan Ligzolo, so then over Shuma Sheikh Tishivain, and Hintila Velo Hodia Labanam Velo Notoda Shiyodu Abanam Shinofa Shunishashu, which we are no, the Chakach Nitra Dinam Aharetz, Eina Oralim Shulo Sukhali Salam. So he gives you the whole theory of when you'll violate which he serve. The same thing appears in Shulchan Aruch. Because the moment he picked it up, he didn't have that kavanah, so it wouldn't be.
At that point, he was miscavenant to return.
Right, so he picked it up, he was miscavenant to return it, and he's okay.
So yeah. Fine. So very, very good. At that point, no issue has been it's all, he has not been over anything. Then
right.
The guy goes ahead in his next year,
yeah.
And then the guy comes and decides, you know what, I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Well, because we still violate the assay. In that case, we will lose the assay. There's still an assay if it's an assay to return it. Mm-hmm. Look back in Rashi, in Mitzvah Chav Omri 16, Rashi, in that case, Obishon, he said, lo sigzo lo shayach el b'shach metila. You know, right, and so on. Okay, lo suchali salam en azrael kovish en avanim no lahatzi. Hilcha, hanot la manas lahachzu, achish kam legozo, ain kan misalim, ava hoshe tishivein, ika mishanota ad shi yashivena. Until the mice you return it, there's still an assay. So that you only lose the assay in that regard. That's the din of Shulchan Aruch also. It's in Reish and Tess, Chosh and Mishpat, Tifala. Okay, we get the idea. Now, the point is, all this is very nice. If you, like you said, I saw the guy drop it, so I returned him. I know who it is. I know whose item it is. Okay, but the tour in Simreish Tanah Zayin of Choshen Mishpat 19, right? Ketzad mitzvah hashava. What exactly is the mitzvah to return it? Imhu makir es habal. If I know who the owner is who lost it, then you tapo bo. I should hold on to it and make the arrangement. Ad shigel liado till I get it back to him, right? But what if I don't know who it is? I mean, I found something, but I have no idea who the owner is. So it says, "In eno makir es habalim, machir es ala." I have to make an announcement, and that's the first mission. Ela metzias, right? On chof aleph and aleph and bov metzias. Ela metzias shalom. Ela chayv lahachri. Sometimes you can keep it, If you find it, finders keeper it. The other time you have to make a hachroza, it means an announcement. Where do you see you have to make an announcement? So the mechilta here in our sedin, Mishpatim, it's called Mesichta de Kashman, Kesef Tav. Could be the Mishpatim, and one time was counted as two separate sedges in the Parsha. We'll go with that now. But the Mesichta de Kashman in Parsha Chav 21, based on the Pasuk, it's actually based on the Pasuk in Kisete, which says, in the Parakhov base, Pasuk base, back in Source 3, it says, Ohayamcha adros achicha oso. So what is drosh until he searches? How does the loser of the item search? So Michilta said, "Acheyete alav chruza." Announcements have to be made. You know, I have to make an announcement. So it's the job of the finder to publicize. We'll see in a moment how. Okay, to publicize that he found this item. You put up a sign. You put on PX Shul, whatever, or lost and found. Same idea. Yeah, you make an announcement. We'll see. We'll see about in a second. Okay. Now this applies. How do we know? So the Gemara, the Mishnah in Bava Metzia Chavzayin Amud Aleph 22 says, based on the fact that it mentions Simla, okay, an animal is hard to tell apart, but a garment, at least in those days, were very individualized. So it says, Afa Simla Ha'isim Chal Chavzayin Yosos, Lakish Ha'alam Ha'mas Simla Miyuchedes Seyesh Pa Simonim. And that's a key in returning an item. It has a simon, has some sort of identifying feature to it that the person can say, oh, this is my look. It's got the made like this, it's sewed like that, it's got, you know, a rip over here, it's got a color over there, some sort of simon. And Yesha told people want it. So I've cold dover, sheyesh. That's the key line of the Mishnah. We're into that. I've cold dover, sheyesh po simon of Yesha told him, chayav lahachriz. Okay? If I know that a person wants it back, and Rashi is a very important thing. If the person has been miyayish, I know that the person, or it's out there, or there's very good reason to assume the person is miyayish, then I don't have to return it. Okay, what is yeish? So there's two factors here. There's having a simon, some sort of identifying feature that creates the obligation upon a finder to return the item to its owner. Even I don't know the person. I find a wallet in the street that has the person's name and a phone number, so I can try and contact and call. Or if it's something else like that where I find it doesn't have a name, but it's got some identifying features, so I put up a sign or I post on TX Rules or whatever that I found it, okay, and that way I make this hachroza. Now,
one is knowing who the person was, and the other is the person that lost it proving. What if you saw somebody?
If I saw somebody, right, so we'll see. Okay, we'll see about some of those cases. But again, the standard case is I find something. So if I know who it is, oh, I know it's the neighbor, so I return it. Right, but if I don't know, then I look for a simon. But if you don't have a simon, then most likely, if there's no simon, you can assume at a certain point that the owner realized I'm never going to get this back. You know, you find out later.
But when you actually saw him,
right? So if you actually we assume that it's his. But hold on, just take a look. One of the Gemara in Bava Metzia Chav Gimel Aleph 24, Omer of Zid Mishnei Rava Klola Davidato. Kevan de Omar Vaila Lechisaron Kiyas, when the owner says, "Ah, oh, it's lost. I've lost it." So then miyayish lemine. That's called yayish. Strictly speaking, if you have it and the guy was miyayish, you can keep it, even if you know whose it is. Now, if it has a simon, the guy is not going to give him up hope because he hopes it. But if it has no simon, so now then is a din. If nimishos a din, you return it because you saw it. So that's the right thing that we'll see. So the Rambam Paskins in Perik Yudalad Milchus Gelved Aloch of Aleph and Beis, he says a simlo bechal, like the Gemara says, right? The simlo was included, sure, and said, and so on. Why does it mention? Because there are always things you can figure out, even with a donkey. The Rambam says sometimes there's a saddle, you know, or some other type of identifying feature. A dog has a collar. There are other things you can identify, right? So he writes, "V'lama pira simul limud mera mahat simul mecheres sheyesh lo simanim, right? V'chazkos lo sheyesh lo tovin v'chayev lahachzir. Af kol dover sheyesh lo simanim v'chazkos sheyesh lo tovin v'chayev lahachzir. Aval dover she'ein lo tovin, no one's going to claim it. Ela nisyashu b'men ha'bailim. Then the finders keepers harishon motza af al pi sheyesh lo simanim." He says, even if it has a simon, if you hear for sure that this guy said, forget it, you heard him say it, forget it, I lost the thing, I have it. Strictly speaking, you don't have to return it, even if it is a simon. Halacha Beis on right, Zach, Chal Baveda, Kol Dover, She'ein Bo Simon, Kevan She'ovad, V'yadu Bo Habayim, She'ovad, Hareza, V'cheskos, Nishyashu. Something that doesn't have a simon, and it can be assumed that the guy is aware that he dropped it. Let's say it's a heavy item, you know, you noticed it, and you just said, oh, forget it. Sometimes you're schlepping stuff, you drop a couple of things, forget it. It's not worth going back for, right? So if you can make that assumption, Okay, he mentioned something, a coin or something else that, you know, the finder in that case is allowed to keep it. Because we said, it's an assumption is that the person had yeish. But, in Halacha Gimel, kol davar sheyesh bo siman, if it has a siman, then the assumption is what? Shalom is yashu. Not going to give up hope. Okay? Shari daitan tuya leitin simanim. He'll identify and get it back. Okay? Therefore, leficha chamotzeh so chayv lahachriz. Unless yodai, unless he knows that the guy was miyayish. Came kagon sheshama, he said valach his own kiss, and so on. He knows about it, okay, but failing that, you would have to return under those circumstances. I just want to show you a few dinim in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Reish Samach Beis. It goes to a lot of important dinim relating to these simanim. Okay, there are different types of simanim. Simanim isn't only that it has his name on it. That's a very good simon. Okay, you know, huh?
Not only, but on money.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. That's all right, people write their names. Some people sign on a dollar bill sometimes. Yeah, that's true. Okay, but the Shulchan Aruch writes in the Reish Samach Beis Gimel, "Ein amotzi mitzia l'chayv l'achris ela b'davar sheyesh bo siman begufo o sherelo yiten b'mkomo." You can't identify the item, but the place where it's lost. He knows where he lost it. O b'ksarov, or it was tied a certain way. O b'minyano, it has a certain number. He knows exactly. It was six bills. Okay, obimidoso, the weight, the measurements, the mishka, the weight, and so on. Okay, so that's in Siv Gimel important. Siv Hey, like we said, motzah dovash nishashu abalim meno, kigon shomer vaylech yisorn kis, afilo yesh bo simen l'shom motzo. Okay, again, if the guy announced that he gave a pope, then he even has a simen. And the same thing, if something, this is a long discussion, but if something was clearly lost for a long time, you see it's got moss all over it, it's rusted over, it's been out there for months. Even if it has a name, that's also a question of how long. And Sivvav, Ficha gives examples, Hamotze Mos Fuzarim, coins that were scattered around, or types of food, that there's no way to tell whose they are, and so on. So in all these cases, there's no Simenes Miyayish. But, in Siv Zion, if you found fruits or something not scattered, but they were clearly put in a neat pile, right? So then, that's a simon, even though there's nothing on the item itself. There's the difference between derech hanocha and derech nefila. It was clear, it was dropped. That's one thing. When you see that it's in a corner, it's put up very nicely in a nice, neat pile, then obviously somebody put it there on purpose, and he can identify it, right? That's what he says over there. In Sif Tes, at the end, he writes also, hamokom avi simon. In Sif Yud Beis, give different examples. Shlo shamat beya zel gav zeh. Right, he had three coins. The biggest one was in the bottom, the second one. Now, it's possible it fell like that. But again, it's not likely, right? All these situations, all right? It was put on in such a way. All these cases are chayav lahachris. You have to make an announcement. Also, again, if you find them, you know, groups and so on, it looks like it was all part of the same thing. The number, like I said, oh, it was five $1 bills, right? The number of them. And also in Simchav, circumstantial. You find a wallet, okay? Now, out or pouch, a purse. Outside, there's some money. The purse has the identification name. Odds are the money fell out of the purse. Even though you could argue the two separate things. One guy dropped the purse, a different guy dropped the money. Not likely, right? Again, you have to... So those are all of the cases. How did you return it? So the Gemara says, in Baba Tzia Chav Ches Amud Beis, how did you return it? Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Shemar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskinu, Shemar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskinu Shemachriz and Bote Knesi, so Bote Midrashos. Make an announcement in the shul. Shuls, whatever, that's what they made. They should make an announcement in the shul, in the Beis Medrash, put up a sign and so on. Now, Misharabu Hanosim, have people who were dishonest and so on, and they would say that, that the Gemara says, they would say that anything lost belongs to the government and belongs to the king or whatever, so then they didn't put up signs, they word of mouth. And then Tanur Rabbanan, in the olden days, what do you mean after the Beis HaMikdash? So look what it says, Tanur Rabbanan, second line of Chof Chesam Beis in the Sheetzeh 27, Evan Toei in a house in Yerushalayim. There was a special platform in Yerushalayim, a lost and found. Kol Misha Avdala Aveda Niflasham. Whoever lost something came to this place. Because Misha Motzeh Aveda Niflasham. And when it found something, went there. They used to have that in Yerushalayim, such a place.
A real lost and found, you leave the thing.
Right. Here you have to stay because you have to set the place. Right, correct. I'm just saying there was a center. There was a place that was set aside for this purpose. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Gzela Aveda Perikud Gimel Alocha Aleph. You have to announce it. Okay, Just last week, actually, before I was preparing the show, I found some money in the hallway by the base manager in YU. Okay, and it was actually a significant amount of money. Not that much, but it was an amount of money. So, you know, so I put up a sign. We sent out an email to all the students in the high school. They have this group email, whatever, kind of the high school account, all the rebame. And it would drop money to come see me. And I put up a sign for the, you know, for the base manager's boys by the base manager. So far, nobody's, nobody's claimed it. So I can go out to dinner. But meanwhile, I'm holding on to it, right? But if you have a simon, you come and you take it. And it doesn't matter how cheap it is. I feel a heist is shomer pruta. Okay, the Rambam says even if it's just a shomer pruta, then the price changes. Okay, and he writes the end of Alach Aleph, Va'even gvoa heisa chutzu shalayim, shalayim achizim. There was some kind of a stone platform outside Yerushalayim where they used to do this. Ketzad machriz Alach Beis, what do you say? So again, you have to be careful, because you don't want to say, did anybody lose $500? I mean, okay, yeah, right. So you have to be careful how you say it. Okay, I once heard of a willing say that he once found this many years ago. He said he found a by the washing station in the Y cafeteria. He went to wash, and there was a diamond ring there. Now, obviously, a girl had taken off a ring, and he figured out that there was no wedding there, just a diamond ring. So he figured it must be a girl's engaged, not yet married. And he was looking around and trying to figure out who. So there was a couple sitting there. And again, you can't just say anyone lose a diamond ring. Cause, oh, yeah, I lost something. So he can gamble. So he walked over and he said, good morning. Did either of you lose something a little while ago? And the girl looked at her hand and screamed, ah! You know, that was a simon mubuk. That's okay. That's a simon. That's actually. Right? Huh? Yeah, that really was. Yeah. Anyway, so again, you make an announcement in such a way that the person can identify it without the. You know, and then in Halacha Test, the Rambam writes in 28, Mishachar Beis Hamikdash, Shiskinu Shumachrizin Vatei Knesis about the Midrashot. They would now make the announcements in the shul. I'm not going to mention here, but Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. He lived a different time than we did, sort of. So he lived on the Lower East Side in those apartment buildings, you know, on the FDR Drive there on the Lower East Side. So he said, put a sign up in all the apartment buildings on the first floor. They have, you know, bulletin boards and all kinds of announcements. Elevator. Huh? By the elevator. They had all kinds of signs there. So he said, that's what you should do. Okay, here in Teaneck, there's no place to do that. But I would say posting it in the shuls, Teaneck shuls, we'll do it.
In 1969, yeah. I was in the Melissa Cheer. And Hanukkah, we went up.
There's a part, Fort George Hill, yeah.
Yeah. And we looked in the building, and there's an easel in the lobby. He's still into this.
Yeah.
And it said, found wallet.
Yeah.
See Lichtenstein 3A.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that's correct. That's how it works. And the team can have to come with something different. All right. Same thing appears in Shoharach and Reish Shama Zayin Siv Gimel. You make an announcement in the shul, and you let the neighbors know. You get word around and how you're supposed to do it. And again, Siv Dalet Siv Zayin, the weight, the measuring also counts. Now, there's one other issue. Okay, that the Gemara presents on Chav Gimel with Beis. That's important. The two other issues are important. We're going to one the same in terms of the Sikkul Chiddush. Not a Chiddush, just an interpretation. The Gemara has, what if it's brand new? So the Gemara makes a distinction. If you have Tzur B'mir Rabbanan, Chav Gimel Beis, the person is known as an honest person. You know, at least in your, the person is not going to lie. He's an honest person. I don't have any simonim that I could never, I'm telling you, I know I lost this item. And just, you know, describes it. All right, there are millionaires like that. We're not really a simon. So the answer is, Tzur B'mir Rabbanan, Tvi Zayin, but meaning you can, you return it to the person under those conditions. Okay, now it has to, not because we think only he can identify his item, as Tosus points out on Daf Yotzei Shmona Aleph, the Rashi Aval Inish, I'm Arts Nami, someone who's not so honest also can identify an item. But the point is, we believe him, and it has to be, as the Rambam points out, it's known that this person is a truthful person. He doesn't make up stories about anything. I don't know how many people are like that, but that's what it says. Okay, you find that the Rambam says in Perek Yudalev, Hilchos Aveda, Halacha Yud Beis 33, you find an item of which they all look alike. They're all the same type of pots or plates, where they all look the same. So if it's brand new, okay, then you can keep it, because how's a guy supposed to identify it and so on? But, he says, if it's a person who's, who knows, I'm telling you, I recognize this was mine. A non-honest person can recognize it too. That's what Tosus pointed out. But if he's credible to you, so you return it. Now, what does it say? Halacha Yud Gimel 33. The guy never tells a lie. Okay. But he's known to be an honest and a person of integrity. The same rule appears in Sofar and Rachel Bays, Sif Chafala.
You can never be
100% sure. Right, but the halacha declares that you return it in that situation. You know, if the person has credibility.
That's the lost and sounds he was talking about. Nobody's checking. You just go there.
Right, take it. Right, you said. Yeah, right, right. Yeah, look, it can't write this. Sometimes you have names of it, but yeah, in a Hanami. I would always joke about lost and founds like in camp, you know, in the school. At the end of the school year, you know, you give out the lost and founds. I always wonder, how do you have pants in a lost and found? You know, what happened? Like, you know, like, right. You know, a glove, one glove, a scarf, you know, a pant. Yes, you must have done in laundry in a camp, or you wore shorts, you know, home because it was a hot day. I'm just saying, it's a little strange to find a, you know, with little kids, you find a shoe also. Like, you know, they walk home without the shoe.
Class. How did
yeah, right, exactly. Like, you wonder. Yeah. They put his contacts in. All right, anyway, one other important horror that emerges from the Gemara, it's actually a Mishnah Machshir of all places, the Gemara quotes in Bamitzia, you know, this is a different issue, because what if this is all about very, very well, you're living in a Jewish community and everyone is obligated in this mitzvah and so on, but what if you live in a non-Jewish community, not that necessarily we suspect that the Goyim are dishonest, but they're not bound by this mitzvah, they don't have all these rules. So there's a difference in halacha. Okay, the Mishnah Machshirin says, I find that I'm looking at the Mishnah, Machshirin Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches, the 35. Motzo bar mitziah imrov akov. What if most of the people there are non-Jews? Okay, so they're not bound by this mitzvah to return it to me. And strictly speaking, I'm not bound by mitzvah to return it to them either. It's only faith. They don't have to return it to me. Okay. Now, for Kiddush Hashem purposes, one should return an item even to a non-Jew as well. Okay, and that's what sometimes, I mean, I've had cases like that myself. Sometimes, you know, you found something, and I had something also, a case like you were saying before. I actually saw, I don't think it was a Jewish person. It didn't look like a Jewish person necessarily, but it drops in the parking lot. I saw him drop something, you know, and then I went over and I saw it. It was actually an item that was of some value. And so that's a case. I have a yarmulke, you know, but sometimes you return something to somebody. If I would return something to somebody, my rabbi, and I return it to somebody, people should see that. But strictly speaking, you don't know whose it was. It was a guy, it was a Jew, it was a mostly a non-Jewish community. So ain't no tzarach lahachriz, only Rov Yisrael or mechza, half and half. Okay? What? And I think it was, yeah, it's a kid of shame, yeah, yeah. That's the famous Gemara. I have a few Gemaras like that. The Gemara of the, what was that? You know, Shimon Shetach, it said that he bought a donkey from a guy, and inside the saddlebag was a diamond, right? Which he was, strictly speaking, entitled to keep, because the sale was the donkey as is, including whatever's there. But he told his tummy to go bring the diamond back. And they first said, why? You're allowed to keep it. Never mind. It's because they brought it back. And the Gemara says, so friend of the Gemara, it says, Babricha lakad the Shimon Shetha. Praise God. The guy praised the God of Shimon, not Shimon Shetha. They praised the God of Shimon Shetha. That's the way, so they have to bear that in mind. Anyway, the Gemara has the case in Chavdal and Reis 36. Okay. The Gemara brings up, Lifnim Mishuras Hadin. That's what I'm pointing out. Okay, it's a good idea to return to the Gemara, tells a story about it. The Rambam brings it in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Vav. Here you see, Yisrael, the Gemara, Dharma, Mechza, Gar, Mechza, Yisrael, Matzal, Veda, Notel, Matzal, the boy, Yisrael, Veda, Sinim, Chayav, Lahatzir, but Halacha Zayin, Haya, Rov, Ha'ir, Goyim, in Matzal, Makom, in the Ir, Shiro, it depends where in the town you found it. If you have a city, it's mostly Goyim, but in Borough Park, it's mostly Chuk, you know, it depends on which area, okay. He says, he found it in front of the shul. You found it where the Jews generally tend to congregate, you know, in front of a kosher, you know, a restaurant, something like that. So that's different, all right? And the Shulchan Aruch brings these iteration to test Sif Gimel. Okay, again, perhaps a difference depending on where you find it. Okay, now I want to turn to one of the famous, just to move to the end, one of the famous sugyas in the beginning of Perek Eilu Metzias. And that is, and all this is very nice where you have a simon and so on and so forth. But what if you don't have a simon? On the other hand, you don't know if the person was miyayish, because he may not even have dropped it yet. And that's the famous sugya of Yeyush Shalom Midas. All right, Yeyush Shalom Midas. What is that? That's Daf Chof Alva Alva, the very bottom of the page, going over to Chof Alva Beis, source 40, Itmar. Yeyush Shalom Midas. What does that mean? So Rashi translates it in 41. Yeyush Shalom Midas. Dover Shestamo Yeyush. Mistama, the guy is going to forfeit it. He's going to give up hope of returning, of getting it back. Lich sheyeda shenofal meta. Once he recognized that he lost it. But when I find it, I come upon it. Adayin lo yodu habalan shenofal man. I still don't know. He doesn't even know he lost it. So now what happens? Right? There's no right. So that's the called yeyu shalomidas. So Abaye Omar lo aviyeish and Rava Omar aviyeish. One of the famous machokas in between Abaye and Rava. Abaye said that's not sufficient because at the end of the day there was no yeyush. So you don't know. The person might want it back, okay, and therefore it's not yeyush. And Rava says no, it is yeyush. And in fact, the fact that we know that he's going to abandon hope is good enough for now, also, okay. And in fact,
regardless of whether he knew.
So let's see. So now the Gemara asks. So Gemara says, one second. So Gemara says. So again, the Gemara says, what's the case? Pidover sheyespo simon, if the item has a simon, kula amalo pligi, has a simon, then everybody agrees to lo habiyayish. Why? Even if he turns out that he is miyayish, that's not good enough for now, because the chiosel yodei, at the moment I picked it up, be suro does, I had no right to keep it at that moment, because the lechiyada the nafan elo miyayish, the assumption is not going to be miyayish, because meimar omar simona isli begave. The guy says, going to say, I have a simon, you have the simon shakila, I'll present the simon, and I'll get it back. So even if I hear later on that it's miyayish, that doesn't help, because the moment that I picked it up, it wasn't right. As the Rashi figures out, third Rashi, the miyash himself, la'achar shemotzeh. And again, what is yesh? Like we saw in the other Gemara, he said violate his own kids. So be sura osliyade the dabar she'ino osli shayishu. It has a simon. So there's no, you can't assume he's going to be miyash. If you heard later on, he was miyash, very nice. But at the time you picked it up, he wasn't, because why would he be miyash? So that can't be the argument of buying rubber. Everyone would have to agree that it doesn't help in that case. On the other extreme, bizuto soyam uvshaluso shonor. What happens if the zuto soyam means the tide, the ocean, kind of they have a high tide, a hurricane, or something like that, and waters come, you know, flying into the town and sweep things away. It happened just this week in the south. No, it was bad weather. Right, the rivers were overflowing and so on. So they were sweeping stuff away. So if I live there, if they tell people to head for high ground and take whatever you need, but stuff's going to be swept away. Most people, forget it. They're not getting it back. It's going to be dragged out to the ocean somewhere, right? So even if it has a simon, right? So in that case, zuto shoyon, that's what she says, mikomas b'sasayam, shederach hayam, the tzlachzo lachor, eser parsos, that's a big distance. Okay, I have a hurricane, and it sweeps in the water. You know, I remember Hurricane Sandy, half of five towns was swept away, right? The people had water, the people had fish in their basin. You know, swimming in their basement, you know, but, and it was, I forgot what it was. It was Yom Tov time, maybe? But people lost stuff, you know, stuff was swept away. It happens, okay, these types of disasters. So, anyway, so in such a case, everybody agrees, Afogav Dizbe Simon Rachmona Shaya, the Torah allowed it because the guy, you know, there's no way, is going to get it back. Keep pleading. So, when's the argument? Let's two lines on the bottom of 40. Bedover She'ein Bo Simon. It's got no simon. Abaye Omar, lo avayeyosh, apparently, just in terms of logic, Abaye says, until the person knows that he lost it, he retains halachic ownership over it. The fact that when he finds out he's going to lose, he's going to be, I don't care what's happening, I can't predict the future. Right? Abaye says, the yediyah, knowing you lost it, that's what removes it, so to speak, from his rishus, if it's something that's going to be miyayish, right? Okay, law of Yeish, the Halayah don't often even know. Rabbi Amar, and Rabbi says, no, Havi Yeish, it's okay. The Lechiyah don't often, it ain't Miyayish, because we can look and say, when he realized it's going to be Miyayish, so it's okay now also. Almost like, you know, retroactively. I don't bring up Brera here, your retroactive designation. Maybe that relates to the right in the Shiva, it says it doesn't relate to this. It's not really a question of Brera, it's a question of the person's Yediyah. Okay. But Meimar Omar Simon, why would the guy be Miyayish? So Rava says, Meimar Omar Simon Lesli Begavo. I have no Simon. So retroactive, it's as though he was Miyayish as soon as he dropped it. The only reason he wasn't Miyayish when he dropped it was why? Because he didn't know he dropped it. So that's the famous Machokas Abaye and Rava. As many of you know, the Gemara goes back and forth, right? First to bring the Raya to Abaye, and then bring the Raya to Rava, and then back, you know, from Bryce's, and everyone explained the whole couple of pages. You know, many people used to be Haskalah and Gemara, it was Perakel and Metzias. I still remember I said this in the past, you know, I didn't, first learning Gemara, you know, so there was one place, you don't understand when you're little about what a machlokas is, but it's an important lesson. I remember there was one point the Gemara asked Abaye, a kash against Abaye, and the Gemara answered, Tir Gemara Rava, I'll leave with Abaye. Rava gave an answer to defend the position of Abaye. And I remember thinking as a child, just be quiet, you got him. don't, he doesn't know the answer, don't, you'll win. Obviously, you know, they're not trying to win. They're trying to get to Amita Shachar Torah, right? Trying to find out the truth. It's not a, but as a little kid, okay, they're fighting each other. So I knew the answer. Just close your mouth and you'll win the case, right? So, but anyway, so that's the, where the Gemara concludes based on a case, on Chav Beis and Beis, we alluded to earlier. How do we know? If someone was swept away by the river or the ocean or whatever, it's mutter. What is their chiyuv of Hashem Zaveda? When it's lost to the person who owned it, lost it, but someone else can easily find it. To exclude something which is avuda mimenu and nobody can get it. It's out in the ocean somewhere. Right? Then there's no mitzvah shavveda. Even if later on, you know, 2 years later, the tide brings in, I find it, it's irrelevant because it was avuda mikol adam. So then the Gemara has a drasha that so too, that just like when it's mutter, even if it has a simen, okay, even if it has a simen, it's mutter because it was washed away by the ocean and the person, the stomach abandoned hope and so on because it's avuda mikol adam. And so it says the Gemara, logically the same thing should be in the case where it's Osir to keep it. Shouldn't matter if there's a simon or not a simon. So the Gemara concludes that's a rejection of the Shita of Rava, that it's Osir no matter what, that there hasn't been a Yeish. And the Gemara concludes, Tiyufta the Rava, Tiyufta. We reject Rava. And this is one of the, usually in Machlokas Abaye and Rava, which is many, many times in the Shas, we paskin like Rava against Abaye. This is one of the six exceptions. Okay, the Kilchus of Kavosah Abaye Biyal Kigam. That's an abbreviation. It's six cases. You're interested, Rashi spells them out. Okay, and the first, the Yud, stands for Yeh Shalom Midas. We paskin like Abaye and not like Rava. Now, in this case, Yeh Shalom Midas doesn't count. Now, there's an important point. Why is it the Ritva in the Shittim of Betzes and Momotzi Chafal Vamei, not Tzugit, the Shittim of Betzes quotes the Ritva, to say outside, to say in a few minutes, why is it that... you know, why is it, in effect, that if you pick it up, you're not allowed to, if it has a simon, what's the obligation, so to speak, right, to pick it up, the davar sheyesh lo simon, even if the guy was miyayish later, right? We said that in the Gemara, right? Even if we found out it's miyayish, I can't keep it, because the moment I picked it up, it was also to me keep it if it has a simon. So the Gemara explains why, because you become what's called the shomer aveda. Right at the moment you pick it up, you have it's really his. It's almost as if you're picking it up as a shliach, so to speak. A shomer aveda, someone's got to watch it and you got to return it. Later on, you heard, but it doesn't matter. When it came into your hands, it's almost like that's his lashon is. It's like you're an extension of him. Okay, it's kiyos eliyade b'rishus bailin kaima. Okay, it becomes his. And that's why there's an obligation to return it. Tosus and Babakama Samhavadala Duhasa Hachanami says a little differently, but similar. He says, because there's a mitzvah at that point in the Torah. Mitzvah Hashem Teshivim, or whichever pasuk we use. Hashem Teshivim. Right? So there's a mitzvah, so that's why you keep the mitzvah to return it at that moment. So the fact that it's Yeish later on doesn't help. So keep that in the back of your head. We paskim, as we said, like a baye. Paragid Dal, Aloha Hey, Nilchus Gelaved, the Ramam writes, 46. Yeish Shalom Ivdas. Afila b'davar she'ein bo simen, ein o yeyush. Ketzad, nafven u dinar, v'lo yodav she'nafal. Okay, dropped some coins, didn't realize it. Afo p'ishik she'edav she'nafal yishayish. He's going to come home and realize that these coins are gone. Forget it, he's miyayish. It's ein o yeyush ato ad she'yedu abayel she'nafal, like I explained before. It has to be yediyah. He has to know that it was dropped. The guy thinks, oh, maybe I gave it to somebody, maybe I left it in my office, and so on. Then ein zeyeyush. And the Magen Mishnah explains there in Perek Yudalef 47, because Pasuk Abaye, we pass like Abaye, okay? And he writes also, if you're not sure, let's say you're not sure whether he was Miyayish or not. Also, Misafik, you can't keep it. Also, Misafik, that's an important point. Even as a Safik, and that's in the Shulchan Aruch too. To raise some ways of Chosh Mishnah, Siv Gimel, Avalim Einbo, Shun Simon, even the place is not a Simon, nothing. Okay, there's no way of identifying it, and so on. He says, if it's something which the guy realizes right away he dropped, right, because it's weight or whatever, then you can keep it. But im lav tzarich lahachzir af al pi shenitzayish achar kach kevan shebol yado kodem yeish. And again, the Taz quotes the Gemara Mishnah, Taz in Gimel, Siv Gimel in 49 says even a suffix. Now, there is one other point to bring in here, all right, and really just to understand, because now the question is, Lamaisa, what do I do? What do I do? Okay, I found this item. It's got no simon. Okay, yeish shalom idas, lo havi yeish. Now what? What do I do with the item? Right? I mean, I've got this thing here. I don't know who to return it to because it's got no simon. I'm not allowed to keep it because we passed like a baye. So what's happening here? Well, let's see. Can't give it. It belongs to somebody. So one other issue that's relevant. It's based on a Gemara Chaf Ham and Beis. The Mishnah says again. That's where the Mishnah. I'm not going to read it now. The Mishnah, the Gemara there on Chaf Ham and Beis, talks about where like Mara said before, was placed in a neat pile. What if it's called Suffek Kinuach? Look at 52. Omer Abba Bar Zavda called Suffek Kinuach. So there it says the Chatchila Yital V'Notal Lo Yachzir. Okay, I'm not sure whether it was placed in ten shadow. It looked a little scattered, but maybe it was piled neatly. So I shouldn't take it, but if I did, lo yachzir. So look at the Rambam, very important Rambam, Hilchos Zeilah Aveda, Perek Tezvav Alocha Aleph. Kol Motzei Aveda, Bein Sheyesh Pesimin, Bein Sheein Pesimin. He Motzei Derech Hanocha, was neatly put, then you're not allowed to touch it, because maybe the Bailin put it there, he's coming back later to get it. All right? That counts as a Simin. But then he writes, look what he writes. I feel the third line. I feel mistapik lo dover. Lo yodim dover ze avud omunach. You can't really tell lo yigabo. But then he says you avar venatlo also lachzilo sham. You can't bring it back. The imahaya dover she ein bo simon zochabo ve eino chayav lachziro. No simon. The Rambam says you don't have to give it back. You don't have to return it. You don't have to make any announcements and so on. What do you mean? You can keep it, use it. No, it's not clear. He's not sure. It's suffering. So the Ravid, what do you mean? Omar Avram, Dover ze enem chumetzi. She yiske bo atzmi, you can keep it. Eliyamot bo atzmi yavo elio. You have to put it away somewhere. And wait, atzmi muyu, it's called Yehei Munach, atzmi yavo elio. Okay, wait until Eliyahu comes in the future, and then he'll tell you who lost it. And you got to keep it. What do you do? Our case. There's a suffix. I can't return it because it's got no simon. So what do I do with it? So the Ravid says, well, you mean you put it away or put it in a closet somewhere, in a drawer somewhere, and hold on to it until, sometime, Hachi Yavo Elio. That's what he says.
Isn't that the penalty system something he would identify immediately? Okay.
No, so we're talking about something that's got no simon. We're talking about something that has no simon. Even, again, it's a dover, that's right, the Rambam writes, if I had a dover, she ain't no simon, Zochabo.
We don't know if the guy knows this.
Okay, well, so it's going to be the same thing as Yehoshua Midas. So it'll be the same thing with Lechora that you should have to put it, in the case you pick something up, you don't know whether it was Yehoshua or not, there's a suffix, you're not allowed to keep it. On the other hand, you can't return it because you don't know who to return it to. Okay, so what do you do? So Yehi Murach sounds like Yehi Murach Ad Shevelev, that's what the Rambam says. But the Rambam doesn't seem to say that, so it's a little bit strange, exactly.
If it wasn't there enough, then before we said there's a time limit.
Yeah, so that's the question. Right, so I don't want to go into that background so much, but I want to bring it over to the Yehi Shalom Midas issue. Okay, and that's because it sounds like, this, on the one hand, we seem to pass the Yehi Shalom Midas is not Yehish, and which is what the Rambam says. Therefore, put it away, Achi Yavo Elio. The Rambam doesn't say, the Rambam says Zochabo. And now Gos Maimonides also, Aloch Aleph quotes the Smag, who says, no, he disagreed with the Rambam. Why? Sure, it's about the time you picked it up. There was no yeish, or you're not sure there was derech hanocha.
He might have made it a pile.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't.
Yeah, maybe it was yeish. Yeah, that's if you have both. Maybe you have both. But
it has to be maintained somehow.
Yes, yeah, so you have to maintain it, and later on you can collect the money for it.
If something's going to spoil, like.
Yeah, right. So we'll see a little bit in a second. But look at the Magid Mishnah also.
And
later he'll pay you back.
He has to pay back.
And the Magid Mishnah says on that Rambam parak there's Avalach Aleph, right? Rambam wrote him Haya Dover Shein Mosim and Zochabo Zubam is Kasha. That's strange. Vada Hechis Kabo Yeshua who called him Yehish Boliado. They ain't Tzarich Lomer Vada Hinuach. That's why Vada for sure. He said I don't understand. There's no Yehish. So how can the Rambam say keep it? Okay. So and he says Kar Hisigo Rabbein Avram. The Ravid disagreed, and he says. And the Magid Mishnah usually defends the Rambam against the objection of Rambam. It says here, we're out of luck. I mean, I think the Ravid's right. Okay, I can't defend the Rambam. The Emes Kidvarov, the Ravid's right. Chayn Kosev Ramban, Chayn Dasar Ashbor, Chayn Dasar Ben Yonason. The Rambam Mishonim say not like the Rambam. The Rambam sheet is a little difficult. Like you said, it's a little bit of a theory, right? What's going on? So the Kesef Isher, in there on the Perek Tes Olachav, tries to defend the Rambam. And he says, you know, this kosher, he says, the Evshalomar, he says, maybe, the kasher, right? But Pukta Abaye Barobu, Yesh Midas, we pass in Ifskar, the Chosuk Abaye, Yesh Midas, Lovi Yesh. He says, Mishulavi, nothing today. Hainu Lomar maybe means, when it says Yesh Midas, means you're not allowed to take it. But if you took it, it's okay, you can keep it. You're not supposed to take it. If you did, you're, you know, maybe says, because after all, any Odeya Lemiyachzirim, he doesn't know who to give it back. Meaning, we said before, remember we said before from the Ritva, this is how the Rav learned the Kesef Mishnah, you know, when we learned the Ritva before, the Ritva said that you become like the Shomar Veda, right? That's why you can't keep it. But maybe that's only if it has a simon. If it doesn't, then there's no issur. You're not supposed to take it, but if you did, you could keep it. All Tosa says. Tosa said that it's a mitzvah hashava, but that's only if you can. Here, that's what the Kesef Mishnah stresses. Ain a yodeh le miyachzim. You know where to put it. There's no simon. You know who to give it back to. You have no idea to give it back to. And he said, therefore, ain la lomer shavan al shavu elio, ela echad itma hachim behedja. You should all... Huh? Yes, so there's other reasons you don't put it back. It's a good point. Why don't you put it back there? But the question was scattered to somebody else going to have the problem right away. Right? You have to put it back exactly where you found it. The next guy has the same problem. Right? It's not clear. So that's what the Kesef Mishnah says. Again,
you found something there. You don't know where it was, the Yeosh or not.
Right.
So it either was Yeosh
right.
or it's Yeosh. Well, it's
yeah, be right at this point, right.
But so in the worst case, it's a suffix,
right?
And you're muchzak, so why does that
okay.
to you?
Well, again, because so maybe that's because this is the thing, you shouldn't have picked it up. Once you did, you're the muchzak. But again, we saw before that even suffocation, well, shouldn't take it.
But that's the point I'm asking on that.
Yeah.
Why is it a
suffix? Yeah. Okay.
Once you picked it up.
Okay, I hear. Maybe that's the sorry. The Shulchan Aruch brings this lahalocha and says Reish Samach Siftes like the Rambam. Okay, Paskins like the Rambam. So the Shach in Sinkot Nechav Vav, Sin Reish Samach, he says the Ravid, the Torah, everybody jumps on the Rambam, the Ragin Mishnah, the Ramban, the Rashbo, they all say, Yehimurachat Shehelel. See, the Kesef Mishnah says, you only say Yehimurachat Shehelel when the Gemara says it. The Gemara didn't say it here, so therefore it's not like that. But Misvara, the Shach, says the following. He creates an effect, almost like a middle category. He says, he writes, Lufian is Daiti, second line of 59. I'm 58, the Shulchan Aruch just says like the Rambam, pass like the Rambam. Ein kan shuma sogal Rambam. Adrabah. He said, look carefully, the language of the Gemara is lo yachzor. Lo yachzor means you don't have to give it back. You know, it means it's yours. Otherwise, it should have said, yemunachat shomayo. And he said, the logic is the following. He says, we say, yeyush shalom idas, lo havi yeyush. All right? But, basically, the way the Shach seems to be saying is that when somebody loses something, it already has the status of an aveda. As soon as you drop it, it becomes, the moment you drop something, it's an aveda. What Yeush does, this is the longest way some explain the Shach, okay, I found out this from the name of the Rav, I didn't hear from the Rav, but when something is dropped, it becomes an aveda. What Yeush does, it makes an aveda gemura. That was complete. So there's a middle status, so to speak, according to the Shach. When the guy drops it, it's an aveda. So once it's an aveda, and there's no simon on it, so if I pick it up, I can hold on to it. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, that's the Rav Balatani, the first one was Rebbe in Choshen Mishpat, and that's in Hilchos Mitzvah, because on Oz Beis, says you can even sell it. It's a tremendous thing. You can even sell it. It's yours. Now, if somehow the owner shows up, and let's say it's a Talmud Chacham or somebody who has integrity and you believe him, or some other simon somehow that you didn't anticipate. So then you have to give it back. It's not yours completely. You'd have to, you have the money. You have to return it because it's not an Aveda Gemura, but there's a middle status of an Aveda, but not an Aveda Gemura. Right? Aveda Gemura is only after Yeish. But Stamina, that's how so that's what the Shach and the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold. And the truth is, you know, it makes a certain amount of sense. As soon as somebody drops something, it's an aveda, it's lost. So it's in a certain sense, what we said before, will you pick it up with your shomer aveda? Yeah, it has a simon. Remember, it has no simon. So there's no, you can't, and there's no mitzvah shomer aveda. You can't do the mitzvah. You pick it up, I look at it, what do I do with it? There's nothing distinguishable about it, nothing distinctive about this. So I know, no, I can't give it to anybody, I can't. So therefore, says the Shach, explaining, that's how he understands the Kesef Mishnah, maybe. He says the Kesef Mishnah might be saying this. Okay, and maybe that's the sheet of the Rambam, that no, you can keep it. The Raibid and all the other Rishonim say, hey, Murachat Shavu Elio. But that's perhaps not true by this middle status, where there's an Aveda, so it's enough that I can use it. I can't keep it, meaning if the guy shows up, or again, in some way you're identified, then I have to give it back. Because it's not Aveda Gemura until there's Yeish, which comes when he realizes he lost it. But that's what emerges, and maybe while we were saying that some stuff, it's his middle category. That's the Chiddush. The Shachar is a big Chiddush, and the Rambam is a big Chiddush, but that's how, you know, that's perhaps how we can explain it. Just to finish up, you know, over the years, I mean, I think people probably seem to rely on this Rambam, know when you find something, because there's no, most of us don't have a drawer. There should have been some place where there are a lot of Yehei Munach Chad Sheva Yeloho after thousands of years. Should be an apartment somewhere. Huh? Right, you open up the storage. Yehei Munach Chad Sheva Yeloho. I always think in business. That's good. Okay, you'll open up a company, a storage. You have any Yehei Munach Chad Sheva Yeloho? I have a store right here for cheap. All right? But we don't have it. You know, so either because people, you know, rely on the Rambam, that you can use it and hold on to it and keep it, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, sell it. Okay, but if the guy shows up, then you have to pay him and return it, or pay him for it if you sold it. But Lemaisa, on the other hand, there's another possibility. Maybe we don't follow like the Rambam. We follow like old Rishonim, the Akiva Eger, on the Sugya of Mavansiya Chaf Alvin Beis, and Drusha Chiddush, printed on the page 61. Kemo de Nira, look, he writes, Shamotzi Dover, Shein Lo Simon, Velo Yadu Abal Mephila, Eina Mechuyav Lag Bir Lag Zira. Leave it there. Leave it there. Don't take it in the first place. You know why there's no Yehei Munach Hashem of Elio buildings? Because we find Akiva Eger, don't pick it up, right? Because there's nothing you can do with it. You can't return it. And if we hold not like the Rambam, that it's Yehesh Lomidas, Law of Yehesh, and it doesn't mean like this Lomidas, that there's a middle category. It means you can't use it at all. So forget it. Leave it there. Okay, leave it there. Okay, not my, you're right, but not my problem. I you know, there's no Mitzvah Shavas HaVeda. Okay, there's no mitzvah shavas aveda on it because got no simon. I can't return it, and I don't have room in my house. I got enough stuff in my house as it is. I have enough junk. We don't have enough junk in our homes as it is. So they got to put someone else's junk. I'm going to put it here and store it in the wall.
Well,
there's no mitzvah.
Somebody leaves a key set, and you think, okay, if I don't put,
but sometimes it's better to leave it.
Somebody will steal it. But if I take it away, the person
may come back. Yeah. So that's what Akiva Eger is saying. That's what he's saying. He says, "Ain't on the chur, like don't." By the way, I don't think he means don't pick it. If you pick it up and see that there's a simon, because maybe there's a simon on the other side. Yeah. But once you see there's no simon, the Akiva Eger says, "Put it back down. Don't take it. Don't take it." Huh? No, because there's no simon. You can't do the mitzvah. That's what I'm saying. There's no mitzvah. Yeah. Okay. Look, there's lomdus you can figure out, or you can fall like the Rambam. And you can use it. But I don't know exactly, again, the Shulchan Aruch, don't say like that. So you have to figure out. The last thing, the Rosh Feinstein writes in the back page, we'll finish up. He assumed, he was asked, look at this, what do you do with the Lemaisa? The Moshe writes in the back page. What do you do with one of these Yehei Murachat Shavuot things? So he says, you have to take it. Okay, and hold on to it, and lirshom b'pinkas, or write down in your notebook or on your computer, whatever, on your phone, masha motza. Okay, write everything down and put it away someplace. Okay, that's and hold on to it until somebody will look for it. Again, it's not always practical for everybody to do. The more practical we keep it, just leave it alone, or you're passing like the Rambam. The last thing, the last group of stories I mentioned, just to finish up the subject. Anyway, that's what comes out. I think most people, you know, if there's no sin, you can't do it, so leave it alone. Don't take it, otherwise you're stuck with it. Unless you're passing the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch means like that. I'm not saying not to. And the Shach justifies it. It says you can take and use it, huh?
The Shach from the book of Abayin and Rava would be simply, if the guy showed up, you're not going to
get it. Right, basically. Correct. Either way, you can use it. If he shows up, is it Yeush Gemurah? Yeush would make it into what I call the Aveda Gemurah. Right. And the question is, retroactively, does that work? Yes, that's exactly right. The last Cooper source I printed, the question comes up in shuls, and, you know, we all have black coats and the same brothers and the same boots. And, you know, so I realized someone took mine, okay, and so I'm allowed to now use his. The same thing, right? This comes up all the time in shuls and other places like that. I remember 2 years in a row, we used to go to my wife and sister lives in Philadelphia. We used to go to Thanksgiving weekend. And I remember I dived in the shul there, one of the shuls there, and I left my coat there. I came back, no coat. And there was no other coat like that there. Okay, so I'm out of luck. All right. The following year, I had a new coat. So the following year, I came back, and this time I was nervous. I hung the coat up, and I put my son's coat on top of it, you know, so it could be some sort of simon. And lo and behold, again, my coat was gone. No, something's there. So I stopped bringing my coats to Philadelphia. That's why I'm not doing that anymore. So I'm going off together. I can't afford new coats every year. But anyway, the kids are, so the Gemara has in Baba Basim and Vav, the Rashbam there, the Ramatel Gazel, the Perak Vav, Shacharach is in Kuflam and Vav. What do you do? So the truth of the matter is, strictly speaking, it says in a Beis Ovel, a Beis Mishnah, a wedding hall, you're not, now I guess you go to a hall, you get a ticket from the, you know, from the coat check. But let's say there's no coat checks, they're common, you know, some of these yeshivas are places, just simply hang up your own coat, you know, so, and then your coat's not there, someone else's coat. So the truth is, it says you're not allowed to take it. You're not allowed to take it. You're not allowed to use somebody else's thing. But Yerach HaShulchan says in 67, Kuf Lamed Beis, Kuf Lamed Bob, Chosh Mishnah Siv Beis, HaMinig, in these big places, the people aren't makbid. The minig is that it gets understood. If I took someone else's coat, we'll straighten out later. Yeah.
Also, coat.
Right, but I'm saying, so right, he doesn't know it. He doesn't realize it's not his coat. He took a thing that's his coat. Right, so now I have to make an answer. Did you switch coats? You see those in schools all the time. No, someone switched coats. Huh?
That doesn't always work.
I know, it doesn't always work. Ramosha Feinstein also writes in a different shuv, Arachayim Chelekesim and Tess, Ol Zayin, Mishalachach Mishogeg, Vesaknesses, Meil Shein Shalom, Vechazvel Omotze Shalom. So again, can you take one of the others? He says, Mistamet, because they're Akashom, and some people are not, and people are not Makbid, but if there's nothing else like yours, then you're out of luck. And he says, certainly, if you know, if the other person comes back and say, that's my coat, I didn't take your coat, and then some other schlepper took your coat, then you're out of luck. So again, that's to figure out if people aren't makbid on things like rubbers or boots and this kind of thing. So you could use the other person's and then straighten out later. Anyway, this is just an overview of some of Shabbos Aveda, an important sugya, and an insight into this unusual sheet of the Rabbah.
I went to a wedding.